this morning. Hey, Casey. Hello?
Casey?
Oh. How about now? Hey, Casey.
Hey, Ron.
Hey, how you doing?
I could hear you. You couldn't hear me, but how are you this morning?
Doing good, doing good. Now that I've got the right buttons pushed and we're all headed in the right direction. So what's up in Main Street?
Well, there's all sorts of different things going on. I know this week the Department of Commerce just announced their HEAL grant programs, which are for buildings in downtown that have a commercial use. And those grants are up to $75,000. They're up to $20 per square foot. There are a variety of different guidance points or restrictions regarding those grants. And if you have questions, if you're a downtown building owner and you've got projects in mind, you need to contact Emporia Main Street quickly. The grant round is open right now. And then they close that basically the first week in December. So if you've got projects in mind, contact Emporia Main Street. We'll talk you through the program. You do need a sponsoring agency like Emporia Main Street for the grant, so we can help you out with that. Obviously, we have the veterans banners that are up, and this is a great opportunity for people to go through and walk those different areas that have veterans banners, and then we'll have additional biographies that are part of the banner project that you can find on EmporiaMainStreet.com, or you can look through those on our Facebook photo album with all of those different banners that have had biographies submitted. It's a great opportunity to learn about local veterans and their experiences. And speaking of our local veterans, we have a lot of them that participate every year in one of our favorite projects, the Soldier Care Packages. We're collecting items right now for our Soldier Care Packages that will be sent overseas to active duty personnel that are from this area. So there's a variety of different items that we have listed on our site at EmporiaMainStreet.com that have been requested from local soldiers, or you can make a monetary donation, which helps offset shipping costs and also gives us the opportunity to purchase some items locally that we can send overseas for our men and women that are serving this country. We've had a lot of traffic on our jobs board lately, so we'll just remind everybody that we've got opportunities that are listed at EmporiaMainStreet.com, or if you're a Main Street member or a local nonprofit and you want to post something, you have the opportunity to do that. And we're getting ready for our next large event, which I hope everybody comes out to support, Small Business Saturday, which is always the Saturday after Thanksgiving, so November 27th this year. We'll have our traditional elf hunt activity where you can go into different businesses and you write down the name of the elf on your Main Street passport, drop that passport off at Emporia Main Street, and that registers you for the chance to win a number of different prizes from local businesses. So we're excited about that. We have the small Start Your Own Business class graduation that'll be December 9th and other activities that will take place that night for Moonlight Madness, and we're planning on a variety of other activities throughout the holiday season. So we've got a lot going on right now.
You always have a lot going on, seems like, at Emporia Main Street, no doubt about that. So did I see you've got new Main Street cups in? Did I hear that?
We did. We got new Main Street mugs in yesterday, which make a great Christmas gift. And I know Bev Beers down at Granada Coffee Company came up with a Main Street blend of coffee that you can put in the mug if you want. That's bourbon maple coffee, because when she thought of something boozy and caffeinated, she automatically thought of Main Street.
Why not?
And there's new t-shirts in, and we've got some other Emporia branded items that are coming in for the holiday season. And we always have our gift certificates, which make a great gift.
Absolutely. It's not too early to get that Christmas shopping started or finished, whatever the case may be. And hey, a little hats off to you and all the Freedom Fest organizers for a great event this past Saturday. Casey, I thought things went well.
I thought they were fantastic, and it's our first time that we've ever had a military reenactment, so I apologize for all the 911 calls that might have occurred there. But
there's some noise going on, I'll tell you.
A little machine gun fire, never hurt anybody, as long as there's blanks. But, yeah, it was a beautiful day. We had a huge turnout for different athletes. All sorts of different activities. We had a ton of different people say they can't wait to come back to Emporia next year from a really significant distance away. And all that raises money for the All Veterans Memorial and local military scholarships. So that's awesome.
Yeah, I still really haven't totally recovered from the start, when the 5K started early in the morning. It was a shotgun, machine gun start is what it was, and I about fell over.
Well, at least I didn't use the Abrams. So. It was a beautiful day.
Countdown was on. Yeah, a lot of people attended, and great job by the Freedom Fest committee and all who attended, and be interested to see what kind of a donation will come to the All Veterans Memorial and Veteran Scholarships. So good work. Thanks, Casey. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Ron.
Casey Woods, Emporia Main Street director, joining us. They always are a busy bunch down there. My brother-in-law's in town from Houston.
Oh, yeah?
And they jaunted down to my wife and her brother jaunted downtown yesterday and picked up a couple of those new Main Street mugs up there. Just got in. So they look good.
There you go. Very nice.
Main Street gift certificates. Yes, indeed. 654, 59 degrees. Stay tuned. Greg Ray standing by. He's in with sports next.
Emporia's radio stations is seeking the right person to add to our sales team. The ideal candidate is self-motivated, someone who's a natural at building relationships with people.